We are joined by Joe DeRamus of the University of Arkansas and a member of the Elotion Club out here and contestant in the 2013 Western Amateur. Mr. DeRamus, after yesterday, what a comeback.
Yeah, you know, I played pretty well today. I just had to go out there and treat it one hole at a time and not try to get ahead of myself. And I knew there were birdies out there to be made and just had to stay patient.
After the rain of last night, and obviously the course conditions changed, you guys had an hour delay, but were you thinking, okay, this course is really going to play long now, but the greens might be a little softer, I can fire at some pins?
Yeah, you know, I knew it was going to play longer. I hit a lot of three woods off the tee out here, and generally it rolls out, and today it wasn't. But besides that, you know, the greens were a little softer today. The speed was great, though they were fast, so you could attack some pins for sure.
What about the course, like Trey was saying, it was softer? Did they move any of the tee boxes up, you know, the par threes or anything else? You said you went three meadow off a lot of holes. And what, talk about the pin placements, too, how you were able to attack those.
You know, some of these pins are very tough and very tricky. They're just begging for you to attack them and hit in the wrong place and put a three putt into question or a missed up and down. But, you know, the tees, for the most part, were back on every hole. Number four was back today as compared to yesterday. And besides that, I think everything was about the same from a tee box standpoint. But the pins are definitely very challenging. You just have to hit the smart shot and not try to get too aggressive on some of them and really take advantage of the par fives.
Being able to play out here on a consistent basis has to give you an advantage when a tournament like this comes to this golf course.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of course knowledge that comes into this place. You know, I've been very fortunate to play out here the past years, and that's really – you know, coming in favor for me this week.
As I watched you come up 18, there were quite a few people out there around your group. It must feel nice to have all the support out there as well, not only your dad, who seems like he goes to every golf tournament you play in, but your mom might not know the game that well, but she's out here supporting you as well.
Yeah, it was fun having, you know, a lot of people from my hometown here just being, from Little Rock. It's cool seeing everybody out here. And my mom has figured a lot out over the years from golf, and I think understands it at this point, but it was good to have her and everybody out here.
What would it mean to you if some of your teammates, it looks like right now you're tied for 41st, and obviously the cut's low 44 and ties, so you're right in that cut line. What would it mean to you if you make it, but then if also Austin Cook can make it, Ekavaria, Kaplan, if all these Razorback golfers can make the cut out here?
It would be awesome. It would be a great showing from the university. You know, we have a very good team up there, and we're very competitive, so it would be awesome to see all the guys make it and have Arkansas have a good showing.
And you're going to be back up there again?
I am. One more year. I'm going to be a redshirt senior up there. I actually graduated in May, but I'm planning on pursuing another degree in accounting and going from there.
How many degrees is this for you? Three now?
No, just two overall. So,
must be nice.
Yeah, Matt, I was having lunch yesterday with him and his father, and he actually made a B on his on his grades last year, and he was just so distraught about that. I mean, my parents would have been happy if I made B's.
Mine too. Now, my sisters, though, on the other hand, they, you know, scored 31 on their ACTs, never made anything other than A's. So if they made a B, they're calling home. They're mad. My sisters would take the books to, like, the gym. Like, if you went to a hall game, you wouldn't take your books with you or anything, right?
No. Not that extreme.
Joe, talk about the University of Arkansas and the golf program up there and how it's changed since when you were growing up, and maybe looking at it with the addition of the Blessings Golf Club that Mr. Johnny Tyson built up there and everything, and the addition of Brad McMakin as the head coach.
Brad McMakin's been a great coach up there. He really turned around the program. I'm not exactly sure what we were ranked before I was up there, but we had a few year stretch where we were not doing well. Immediately when he came in, he made an impact, and now we're consistently in the top 20 every year. And having the Blessings Golf Course to practice on every day is great. You know, we have a great practice facility, great chipping area. It's made us all better players.
I've heard a little bit of similarities to Elotion and the Blessings. Can you kind of describe both of them or compare both of them?
Well, I can. They're different, I think. They're from tee to green, they are different. The Blessings is a little more narrow, a little more demanding, but I think there's a lot of similarity in the greens. You have to know a lot about the greens, a lot of local knowledge. There's a lot of undulation in all of them, and you know, the more you play out there, the more familiar and comfortable you get with them.
Being able to play in a lot of these amateur tournaments and then going and playing the college schedule, I guess during the summer, this is when you try to make a name for yourself, but then you get, and it's a team game in the fall and the spring. Talk about the differences of the season and how you approach the game of golf when, like right now, it's yourself and you only, but then in the fall and the spring, it's a team concept.
Right, absolutely. You know, in the fall, we're all playing together. I mean, you're obviously concerned about your individual self, but, you know, you want the team to do well. So, you know, you're really focused on never giving up as opposed to playing individually because it's just yourself. So you're really focused on staying in the present and, you know, pulling out whatever round you can, regardless if it's going good or bad, because you know it's going to affect the team positively or negatively.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your scorecard here, and you know, yesterday I don't want to bring up anything bad, so I won't. I'll just start with today at 9 when you birdied 9, and then bogey-free from there on, and really bogey-free from 7 when you bogeyed 7, but that birdie at 9, did that get you going? Did you feel, when did you feel something today you were like, I kind of got it?
You know, that really was a turning point for me, because I started off hot. I was 2-under through 3, and I had two bogeys, nothing, you know, too bad, just two bogeys. And once I birdied 9, that's a very challenging hole from the back tee. I knew there was a change in momentum, and I could build off of it and just stay aggressive but stay smart and just try to make as many pars and birdies as I could.
Making that birdie on 9, do you feel like you gained a stroke on the field?
I think so. I think 9's a par hole. The pin today, it's possible, but you really have to put it in the right place off the tee. But I think that's definitely gaining a stroke in the field.
We've been asking everybody that's been on, and obviously you know this place better than probably any player that's playing out here this week, but if there are people in Central Arkansas that have thought about, okay, I want to get out there and see it, but I don't really know if I have the time or if I have the money, but what would you tell those people that are sitting on the fence about possibly coming out here, a reason to come out here?
I would tell them they absolutely should, because there's nothing like it in the state. People don't realize how pretty Arkansas is, and you come out here and all the views and all the slope and elevation changes, it is completely worth it. You see Lake Maumelle in the background, and you'll be on hole number 10, and you see 17. It looks like it's 3 miles away, but, you know, it's just so spread out. It's a great area. It's always in perfect condition, and the service out here is outstanding, and it's just an awesome place.
Been easy to walk?
You know, having a caddy's been great, but it hasn't been too bad. They have quite a few shuttles, so that's made it a lot better.
You've got a pretty good guy on your back, too.
I do. Cody Bryan, he's been here since the beginning, and he knows that everything you need to know about this golf course. So I've been fortunate to have him.
Well, Joe, congratulations on your round today. Hopefully
you
make the cut.
I appreciate it, Trey.
You got two more 36. You got another 36 to go.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good
Get
luck.
Get into that low 16.
That's right. That's a goal.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you.